The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected Madani Channel viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome once again to one of our beautiful episodes wherein we discuss what happens after death. And in today's topic, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to look at the importance of tawbah. In a hadith, a beautiful one, narrated by our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes mention that whomsoever sends a lot durood, that durood will be a means of purification for him. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salata wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi, ya habibi ya rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This topic, you will find that, as I mentioned in previous segments, that many find it a very difficult topic to discuss, simply because it is a very sensitive topic. But when something is sensitive, does it mean that we do not have to discuss about it? Does it mean that we do not have to research about it? Or does it mean that we do not have to even think or contemplate about it? On the contrary, we find that if we discuss more about, for example, the topic that we have, that is death, it will bring us closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, for it will guarantee us that we are in this dunya for a short period of time. We are in this life for a limited amount of time. So hence, we have to try our utmost to please the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to try our utmost to pass this examination. Every student who writes an exam prepares for that exam, and then he hopes for the best for his or her outcome. Likewise, we have to prepare and hope for the best. After all, we are the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Why then should we lose hope? We shouldn't lose hope, for it is not a good thing. Other mufassirin and other scholars mention that losing hope is actually a great sin, for you'll be undermining the mercy or the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The glorious Quran states, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده صدق الله العلي العظيم. Allah Azza wa Jalla makes mention beautifully in the glorious Quran, and he says that, and it is He, Allah Azza wa Jalla, who accepts the repentance of His servants. Repentance, my respected brothers and sisters in the religion of Islam, plays a very vital role in the religion of Islam. For we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes mention, he says that every child of Adam is a sinner, but the best amongst them, or the best of them, is the one who seeks forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who accepts the fact that, you know what, I have wronged, I have lost my way, so let me get back to Allah Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal. That is repentance. Repentance is returning back to our Creator, returning back to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. After we realize, or we come to the understanding that we have wronged ourselves and we have wronged Allah Azza wa Jal, we have transgressed, and hence we seek Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness. We find again the scholars make mention that at-tawbah wajibatun min kulli dhanb, that repentance, seeking Allah's forgiveness, is actually compulsory upon each and every sin that we commit. And we find out that we have wronged ourselves, we have gone against the teachings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, we have infringed the rights of a certain individual, we have to make it a point that we ask for forgiveness from them, especially when it comes to rights which are related to another creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, to another human being. Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you on the condition that you ask for forgiveness from the person whom you have wronged, and then you ask for forgiveness to Allah Azza wa Jal. Hence, we have to be very, very careful whenever we tread with other people. We have to be very careful not to trample upon the rights of other human beings, for it will be a grievous sin for us. It will be something that will hinder our soul to actually rest in peace. It will be something that will hinder ourselves to have that honor of having the malaika making dua on our behalf, simply because we would have infringed the rights of certain individuals. So in this topic we are going to look at the importance of tawbah. Why should we ask for forgiveness? Why should we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness? Or why should we return back to Allah Azza wa Jal? And also we're going to look at, is it possible that Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive us? For sometimes a person sits and he contemplates and he looks back at the amount of sins that one would have committed. Then he thinks to himself that, how will Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me of all the sins that I have committed? Now looking at the point that, is it necessary for us to ask forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal? Yes, it is necessary for us to ask forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. For he clearly stated that it is he who accepts the repentance of his servants. Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful. We have established that we are living as we are because of the rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah is showing His mercy towards us. Hence, we cannot live in this dunya without the forgiveness, without the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are forever in need of the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now you find a beautiful narration that states that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that in a narration from our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Lord of honor and glory will accept the repentance of his servant till his death rattle begins. Allah will accept the tawbah of his servant for as long as his soul is not yet being removed, for as long as his soul is not in that state wherein the angel of death is removing his soul. As long as you haven't seen the angel of death approaching to take your soul, then at that moment Allah Azza wa Jal, the doors of mercy, the doors of the repentance from the tawbah of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are always opened. Actually, Allah always asks. There is a particular moment in time in at night wherein Allah Azza wa Jal, He asks, is there anyone who is seeking the forgiveness, my forgiveness, so that I forgive him? And you find that in that time we are all in deep sleep. We are enjoying the comfort of our beds, which is something that we have to worry about. For we have to sleep. Yes, it is something which Allah Azza wa Jal has created for us. Our body needs rest. But whilst our body needs rest, we have also to understand that it is something of great emphasis to try and wake up for Qiyamul Layl, for Salat al-Tahajjud, so that you gain nearness to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. You ask forgiveness from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now how do we ensure that our repentance is sincere? Because sincerity plays a prominent role. Each and every action that we have to do, each and every action that we ought to do, let's make sure that it is filled with sincerity. So how do we ensure that our repentance is sincere, consistent and successful at the same time? There are some steps that one needs to take on a journey towards repentance. Number one, it is to stop the sin. As difficult as it may sound, we have to try and stop the sin that we are committed, that we are engaged in, that we have gotten ourselves used of. For if we do not stop that sin, then what kind of repentance is that? It will be as if you're playing games. It will be as if you're not taking it seriously. Hence, number one and the most vital of points is that we need to stop that sin. Whatever we know ourselves, we are sinners. We know whatever sin we are hooked ourselves in. We know whatever unlawful thing that we are engaged in. We know it ourselves. We do not need somebody to come and pinpoint. We know deep down in our hearts that, you know, what I'm doing right now or what I'm used of doing, this is not pleasing to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. For you'll find that greatest saints normally mention that when you want to sin against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, make sure that you find a place wherein Allah doesn't see you. Yes, and that is impossible. When you want to sin against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, then do not eat the sustenance. Don't eat the food which Allah Azza wa Jal is providing for you. When you want to sin against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, make sure that you find a place beside the earth of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for you to live in. And when you find that all of these things are impossible, then how then do you sin? How then do we have the audacity to sin against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to have mercy on us, for without His mercy, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us, for without His mercy, without His forgiveness, we are nothing. We have to look at the fada'il, we have to look at the bounties that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to us. They're so numerous that we cannot even count them. So then why do we have the guts? Why do we have the audacity of sinning against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? We mustn't regard a sin to be something which is insignificant. If you regard it as insignificant, it will hinder you from asking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Another saint stated it beautifully that when you want to sin, don't look at the size of the sin and say to yourself it is a small sin, but rather look at whom you are sinning against. You are sinning against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. You are sinning against your Creator. You are sinning against the one who has the power to grant you Jannah or to grant you hellfire. You are sinning against the one who gives you sustenance. You are sinning against the one who made you to be in this dunya. If you want to sin against Allah Azza wa Jal, again, make sure that you do not eat His sustenance. You do not stay on His earth. You can go to any place which Allah cannot see you. And obviously we know there is no place which Allah cannot see you. So number one, the very vital point, important point, is to give up the sin. Whatever we are hooked in, whatever we got ourselves involved in, we know deep down our hearts that it is a sin. And we have to know that, we all know that, whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has deemed halal is very clear. And whatever Allah again deemed haram is also very clear. So the other thing, the second point, is that we should regret deeply and truly for the sin that we have committed. If you find that there is a sin that you have committed, then try and regret, show some remorse. When you are making supplication, try and to cry. If you cannot cry, since nowadays our hearts have become so hard due to the material life that we have gotten ourselves involved in, we've become so hooked. Our life evolves around a materialistic world. So we have to try, make as if you are crying. Act as if you are crying. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, Allah is going to give you the opportunity to cry in His court, to soften your heart. So number one is to stop the sin completely. And number two, have remorse for the sin that you would have committed. And number three, return to Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. You have stopped the sin. You are showing remorse and sincere in it, in showing that remorse. Then go back to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. You will find Him forever forgiving. Allah Azza wa Jal is forever forgiving. There is no point in time where any person can say that I ask for forgiveness and Allah Azza wa Jal, He never forgive me. He is so merciful than we can ever imagine. And lastly, last but not least, make a strong intention never to return to that sin again. This is a very, very vital point, because sometimes we intend to ask forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. We stop the sin, but then again, there is something that is we find lagging. We do not make an intention of not going back to the sin. You ask for forgiveness, at the same time in your heart, you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to ask for forgiveness, and then tomorrow again, I'm going to repeat the same thing. that my respected brothers in the religion of Islam is not sincere tawbah. That kind of tawbah cannot be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. For we have to be sincere in whatever we do. We have to make a strong intention. We have to be strong in our affirmation that we are not going to go back to that sin again. We are not going to repeat that mistake that we repeated. And then you will find that you leave the rest to Allah Azza wa Jal. He made a promise, and you know the promise of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is always true. Now lastly, if the sin is against or has to do with the rights of other people, then one must return the rights back to the individual to whom they belong. However, many people find their repentance begins strong, but then slowly it gets weaker and fall back into committing the sin only a short while later. So to ensure that we stay true to our repentance and keep our promises to Allah Azza wa Jal, there are some tips that we have to go over. Right. If the sin, again, I repeat this vital point, that if it has something to do with another human being, make it a point that you ask for that person's forgiveness. If you owe that person some money, whatever the amount may be, you have to try and pay back. For if we do not do that, then it will hinder our repentance to be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you hear many people say, there is no point in stopping my sin because I've wronged so much, I do not deserve God's repentance. Some people, they mention these things that, you know what, I've sinned so much, I have stolen for so many years of my life, I've been thieving, I've been infringing other people's rights, then what is the use? Because these sins, they are so much, how can Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me? I do not deserve the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. He'll never forgive me. If you are one of those people, then you need to stop right there. At this very moment you're watching this, you need to stop right there. How can you think that way when Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran and over and over again that He is all forgiving and most compassionate? Now think about it. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says He is all forgiving and He is most compassionate. How can you lose faith in Allah Azza wa Jalla? How can you lose faith in Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy? He created you and He knows your weakness and your faults. Everyone in the world makes mistakes. What makes you the best? What makes you the best is if you turn to Allah Azza wa Jalla and beg Him for forgiveness, and you will find Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. He says beautifully in the Quran, and seek forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Indeed, Allah is forgiving. Allah is merciful. We mustn't lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We mustn't for a moment in our lifetime think that Allah Azza wa Jal will never forgive us for the sins that we would have committed. I'm sure the viewers have heard the hikaya in one of the narration wherein there was this person who murdered 99 people, and then he thought to say, well, to himself, let me ask Allah for forgiveness, let me stop this bad deeds that I've been doing. And so on his way he met up with another person whom he asked him, you know what, I need to ask Allah for forgiveness and I don't think He's going to forgive me. Do you think You'll forgive me, for I have murdered 99 people? And the person told him, you know what, you have murdered a lot of people, I don't think Allah Azza wa Jal will ever forgive you. Let us not be amongst those who hinder people in asking Allah for forgiveness, for Allah is forever forgiving. Anyways, he lost hope and he killed that person and he made it 100. And so he happened to see another saintly person who told him the same story, and then that saintly person told him, you know what, Allah is ever forgiving. Why don't you go to a certain village? In this village you'll find that there are people who are the lovers of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are constantly in the remembrance of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If you go to these people, you'll sit in their company, then you'll find Allah Azza wa Jal, that He will have mercy on you. So on his way towards this village, what happened was Malakul Maut came and they overtook him. See, we mustn't, this is another, we stop here for a moment and ponder that we mustn't waste time in doing something which is good. When you intend to do something which is good, you have the time. Do it immediately. Don't leave it for tomorrow. Nobody has a guarantee that we are going to see tomorrow. Hence, you intend to give charity. If you have it in your power, you have the time immediately, try and engage in that beautiful act. Do not delay in that. If you have to pray again, do not delay. Make sure that in that very moment, go and fulfill that good deed. For if you delay that deed, nobody knows. Nobody has a guarantee what will happen to them tomorrow. Like this individual, Malakul Maut came to him on his journey towards repentance. And so it happened that the angels of mercy, they wanted to take him to a good place. And the angel of punishment, they wanted to punish him. And so there was like a disagreement. There was a disagreement between the angels. Some were saying, you know what, you cannot punish this person. Others were saying, no, this person, his intention was to go towards that which was good. So we should rather take him towards that which was good. And at the end of this riwayah, we find that because of Allah's mercy, he then was forgiven. Which brings a very good lesson in our daily lives that we mustn't lose hope. Number one, in the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, we mustn't lose hope in the forgiveness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us try each and every day of our life to hasten towards that which is good. Mustn't delay in asking for forgiveness from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever locality we are in, you will find that there is always the brothers of Dawati Islami. Let us try and enjoy them. You stay with them for a couple of days. It can be one day, 24 hours. It can be 3 days, what have you. Sit with them. You will learn a great deal of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He will forgive you. For Allah loves people who are in constant remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and in praising of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amin bijahi nabiyil amin wa sallallahu wa sallama ala sayyidina wa nabiyina wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter.